In the name of our Lord Jesus Christ, I help this class. We have a 5 hour, so once you look at the materials, so we have five of them. First one, be sensitive to sin. Second topic is prayer. And third topic, facing our trials. And the fourth topic is keeping our purity. And the last one is denying ourselves. Because this winter I was busy because we're no longer using the SSC textbooks. Before, all the textbooks already prepared well. But from now on, because I have to prepare my own. So, and also, thank God, and it is a miracle I'm assigned to this CYS. So, I was stressed. And so I prepared these five topics. Toward to the end, you can see that there's each topic, and after discussion, there's a question. Because third hour is your discussion session. So I put several questions. It helps you to discuss for this topic. The first hour today, be sensitive to sin. I thought about how can I prepare this, be sensitive to sin. Into my mind. We have to be sensitive to sin. And I look at my daughter. My daughter has a peanut allergy. Whatever she touch it or she eat a little bit, then in the body already right away respond, and you know this, I can tell this is supposed not to touch and supposed not to eat. So I thought about the sensitive. Once we have a sensitive about the sin, that you know, your conscience or your faith know that. If you're close to sin, then you can detect it. Of course, if you are, if you do not, if your sensor is not turned it on, then you're trying to compromise yourself and you're trying to make excuse yourself so they can get close to the sin. But once you really know the sensor is on, then you know the sin is around. Sin, when you're close, you know that you're supposed not to. In one time, my daughter and I, she has this seizure on her hands when she was a little one. And because she wants to be creative, so she cut her own hair and then she cut off her own pants. And then by passing through there, she's trying to hide something. That's a sensor. She knows. She thinks she knows something wrong. She has done it. But out of curiosity, she's trying to touch it. And she's trying to do it. Yeah. So be sensitive to sin. But human natures, we like to touch the sin. That's a human nature. What do you think? You don't want to touch a sin? You always want to be holy? Or you want always to be always a prayerful life? What do you think? You think about yourself. So when you are E2, I think you're very innocent at that time, don't you think? You don't know sin that much at that time, sir. So you're not that much of curiosity about the sin. But now you're grown up. Now you're here at college, and you know what is a sin. But you know if you touch the sin, there's some kind of excitement. There's some kind of pleasure, you know that. So you know there's a... because it's temptations. A temptation is there. Once you go to Grand Canyon or some place, then there's a cliff side. And there was always a warning sign. Don't come to... Don't get... How to say? Don't close to it. It's a big letter, danger, And then, what the word says there? it's okay, you can come here. It's okay, you can come to the edge. Or they say something, or what he says. The warning says. Have you seen the warning sign? When you go to, you know, Grand Canyons or some place, there's a cliffside, you know. You can enjoy to come to cliffside and you can take a picture. Human nature is very interesting. They always want to get to the edge, to you know, experience of that edge, the experience, you know, excitement. So once, that's kind of, I think, a curiosity, out of the curiosity. By human nature, we have flesh nature. Since the sin came into the world, and sin trying to push us, and sin trying to compromise us, to let our step too close to the edge. So, of course, maybe when you stand the edge, still you're safe. But one step further, then you are getting to the sin. Yeah. Satan always is trying to this way to push us to reach to the line that close the sin. But we have to be sensitive about it. Now, another way we can explain a sensitive issue. If you love something, you can be very sensitive. If you like a flower, you're very sensitive about the flower, color, and the nature that growing the plant, about the flower, you're very sensitive. Is it true? You know, it's a brother here, if you love someone, then definitely you have a chance to meet that person. Of course, that woman doesn't know. But definitely today, you look at the mirror. To look at yourself, you put the nice clothes. Do you think so? Because you're sensitive. If you don't want to be attracted to man and woman, you don't have to see the mirror. You don't have to squeeze your, you know, the cologne, see kind of things. You don't have to do that. But why are you doing it? Because you're sensitive yourself, because you are attracted to something. Can tell? You love someone, then naturally you're very sensitive toward that person. I think once you get married, you know your spouse. And then you love your spouse, then you're very sensitive about the spouse. What really my spouse wants? I really want to hear. I want to really get to know about the person, really. But if you don't like it, I mean, if you don't like the person, then you totally, you know, you just close yourself, that you're indifferent. You don't sensitive about it. Yeah, it does. It's a human nature. Then in the Bible, talking about that, there's two kinds of test and temptation. Is it true? Test and temptation. God testing us. Well, you know that because when you are, you know, we all study already, right? Yeah, God tests us. Where the Bible says God tests us? Can you bring up any example? God testing us? Anybody? Do you know Abraham? God tested him. But what God tested him? Is it Genesis? Where is it? Genesis, God asked him to offer the only son. God tested him. That's God tested him. Also, the Israelites also. Moses also talked to Israelites. Why, you know, bring you to the wilderness? Why God feed you manna? Why you doing? Why God doing that to you? Because God tests your heart, tests you. So there's testing. Testing is a constructive way, the view that help us to build our faith, to help our life to reach to God. That's a test. Yeah. So we sometimes we are sin is close to us. Then God let our life to alone to be there. So God testing us. Remember that Jesus who pulled Jesus into the wilderness? Satan did it. Who bring Jesus into the wilderness? Who cast him into the wilderness? Yes, Holy Spirit. And Holy Spirit lead him into the wilderness. Then who is the one who tempted him? Satan. Satan tempted him. But God, the Holy Spirit bring him, brought him into the wilderness for the constructive purpose. Is it true? It is constructive purpose. Yet, who's the one that tempted him? Satan. So we are now in the tests and temptations. Actually, this is within the circle. Actually, God always is seeking us into our life, testing us whether we love him or not. Yet, there's our weakness because we have a flesh. And also, there's a Satan. So Satan trying to this purpose of the testing from God, to using us to for the whole, for the temptation also. Yeah. So always because while we believe in the Lord Jesus Christ, don't think that God tempted us. God never tempted us. Is it true? God never, what does the Bible say? God never tempted us. Anybody? Huh? Yeah, right. Since you find it, you read it for us.
The verse?
This is in chapter 1, yeah. God never tempted us.
Verse 13. Let no one say when he is tempted, I am tempted by God, for God cannot be tempted by evil, nor does he himself tempt anyone.
Thank you. God never tempted us, but we are many times under the temptation because of our weakness. Because we are flesh, because Satan is there. Yeah. Let us always remember this. Yeah. God never tempted us. And so we have to always check ourselves whether we have a faith within us or not. Otherwise, we are in such a constructive way in the environment, yet we are tempted by the Satan, then our faith can be destroyed. Yeah. Let's turn to 2 Corinthians. Second Corinthians chapter 13. Second Corinthians chapter 13, verse 5. Test yourself to see. It's chapter 13, verse 5. Test yourselves to see if you are in the faith. Examine yourself, or do you not recognize this about yourself, that Jesus Christ is in you, unless indeed you fail the test. So we have, because you and I, we can test ourselves whether the Lord Jesus Christ is within us, whether our heart is ready to submit to God or not. Otherwise, any environment, any kind of circumstance, we have fall into the temptation of Satan, then we become a prey of Satan. That we're losing our faith. It happens. It happened to the many people. So I hope that our Christian life, we have to be careful enough at each step. Yeah. So the whether we are working in the with the faith or not. Let's turn to First John. First John chapter 2. First John chapter 2, verse 15 and 16. This is a very famous verse. First John chapter 2, verse 15 and 16. Do not love the world, nor the things in the world. If anyone loves the world, the love of the faith is not in him. Verse 16. For all that is in the world, the lust of the flesh, and the lust of the eyes, and the boastful pride of life, is not from the Father, but is from the world. Now, if you test yourself that you have a faith or not, that means you test your heart. The love of God is within you or not. So here it says, if your heart love the world, that means God is not with you. Then you are very vulnerable to the sin. That means even though sin is next to you, already you compromised. The sin is already next to you, but you don't want to step away from the sin, but actually you want to close the sin then. Yeah. So if you test yourself that God is with you, then you know, you can detect the lust of the flesh and the lust of eyes and the boastful pride of you, of life within you, yet you detect it. So you know this is not right in front, you know, in your heart. So you know how to defense yourself. You know how offense to these kind of desire of your flesh. So that is how you can yourself to be sensitive to sin. Yeah. I hope that we can constantly, you know, help ourselves to this kind of process. It's good to every day, then it's the best. Then we can be healthy enough, our life. And so we find that we love God, that naturally we are sensitive about God and His will, naturally. Yeah, so we can, we never our step to stand, you know, in front of the cliffside. I cannot stand the cliffside, too scared. Sometimes I see that in the you know, some people, they're getting close to the cliffside. When I, sometimes the YouTube, those, you know, people next to cliffside, my leg actually feel it. It's kind of I don't want to see, you know, it feels very strange. Yeah. Shaky, whatever. Sensitive enough. Because yeah. I don't want to show to my life to stand there, to one take a picture, one shot, then disappear, then it's really scary. Yeah. And also, through the test, then there is a benefit. If you get through your life, we have gone through a lot of tests. God given us a lot of different tests. Testing your faith and your endurance, your love. God constantly help you to improve your life, then allow you, offer you the test. If we continue to pass this test, end up, we reach to the very precious ground. Yeah. That's our reward, we can say. Yeah. Let's turn to 2 Peter. 1 Peter chapter 1, verse 6 to 8. In this you greatly rejoice, even though now for a little while, if necessary, you have been distressed by various trials, that the proof of your faith, being more precious than gold, which is perishable, even though tested by fire, may be found to result in a praise and glory and honor at the revelation of Jesus Christ. Verse 8. And though you have not seen him, you love him. Though you do not see him now, but believe in him, you greatly rejoice with the joy of inexpressible and full of glory. Verse 9, obtaining as an outcome of your faith the salvation of your soul. Yeah, we go through through the given testing from the Lord. That once we pass the test, then end up we gain the rejoice, and also confidence from God, end up we receive the salvation. So the first Peter here, that Peter mentioned about, this is a result. If we do not fall into the temptation of Satan, temptation of sin, then end up we gain the greater gaining, we can say. So I hope that the challengeable time, I think, in our age is, because I include myself, my age too. So our ages, but then you are now jump into that age groups, yeah. So hope that you and I, we alert, you know, we open our eyes, so that we can we have a sensitive about the sin. When Jesus mentioned that Matthew chapter 26, what Jesus says, he says, he asked us to pray, right? So do not you get into the temptations of, because flesh is weak. Jesus says, pray. Why we have to pray? Jesus give us a reason why we have to pray. Keep watching and praying. I forgot this word. Keep watching and praying. And keep watching and praying. And chapter 26, 41, Jesus said to his disciple in Mount Gethsemane, keep watching and praying that you may not enter into temptation. The spirit is willing, but the flesh is weaker. That we have to find that there's a flesh. They always have a flesh. The spirit is willing. We believe in the Lord Jesus. Most of you who receive the Holy Spirit, you know the Spirit of God inside of your heart always urge you to pray. But your flesh doesn't want it. But if you follow the desire of the Holy Spirit, then you bear the fruit. But if you follow the desire of our flesh, then end up till we can face the judgment of God. This is given from God. Yeah. So keep watching and praying. Remember when Paul mentioned that Romans chapter 7, there's a two side of the law within us. It constantly within us in the battle. If you feel that there's a struggling in yourself, then I congratulate you. Because you're struggling, that means you're fighting for it. But if you do not fighting for it, that means your sensor is actually now worn out. You have to replace it then. But once your heart is, there's a struggling, you know there's a the law, then a law, desire to God. One is love for your flesh, constantly fighting in your heart. Then you still, your faith is alive, actually, at that time. So once you continue to pray, then you can overcome it. You can make a victory. So let's look at the Romans chapter 7. Romans chapter 7. And that's from verse 14. 7 verse from 14. For we know that the law is spiritual, but I am of flesh, sold into bondage to sin. For that which For the which I am doing, I do not understand, for I am not practicing what I would like to do. But I am doing the very things I hate. But if I do the very things I do not wish to do, I agree with the law, confessing that it is good. So now no longer am I the one doing it, but sin which indwells in me. For I know that nothing God dwells in me, that is in my flesh. For the wishing is present in me, but the doing of good is not. Skip to the 21. I found that the principle that evil is present in me, the one who wished to do good. I hear Paul described, you know, in our struggles very vividly, very very well described, you know, our heart. Thank God, because we know this knowledge. Based on understanding of this knowledge, we deal with the sensitive sin. I'm sure, because pretty much we can dealing with it. No matter what, if you and I, we want to, if you have a really desire to reach to heaven, then you have the commitment. You have to make a commitment. I have to make a commitment. Otherwise, on the middle of the way, I start to compromise my faith and then reach to somewhere else. Then I have faced the judgment of God. So there's no way we can complain to other people. You know, because of him. You know, because of her. You know, because of somebody. No, because of us. Because of myself. So we have to always point it out ourselves. Always we're failing our journey to the kingdom of God. It's not because somebody else. It's because of us. Because of myself. Then commitment that Jesus mentioned about that. Where is it? Bible says, if your leg is the cause to be sinned, then what happened? Do you know? One of your body, if the cause to be sinned, then what are you going to do? You love what Jesus says. Cut it off. Yeah, cut it off. That's a commitment. That's a commitment. It's not, it is easy? No, it's not easy. But Jesus here pointed out, you need this much of commitment. Because once your bad habit continue to grow up, then you reach to the final destiny of the judgment. Yeah. So, anyway, now let's go back to the paper. We can finish up this one. Because what I just say this about 30 minutes, I explain. Actually, the whole entire this paper, actually. So first is basic principle, temptation, and the Roman number one here. Basic principle, temptations are sin, an ever-present dangers. I see. Beginning with Adam and Eve. You can see Genesis chapter 3 about Adam and Eve. Even though they are in the Garden of Eden, the Satan trying to tempt them. But they have to trust. They have to trust the Word of God. They have to trust what the commandment of God. But they followed the deceiving of the Satan. So end up they commit a sin. So the number two is everyone faces temptation. No one is exempted. Because we have a flesh. That we come from this earth. And also since sin came into the world, then because of the power of sin is strong. So we have to always remember, sin is not that far from us. Sin is actually very close to us. Now, B is a temptation come from our own desire. Yes, God does not tempt us. James chapter 1, you know, just we read that part. And temptation come from flesh. Temptation come from flesh. Come from flesh means come from our desires. We go back to James chapter 1. James chapter 1. Chapter 1 verse 14 and 15. James chapter 1, verse 14 and 15. But each one is tempted when he is carried away and enticed by his own lust. Then when lust has conceived, it gives birth to sin. And when sin is accomplished, it brings forth a death. Here the James mentioned about the temptations as you come from us. It come from verse 14 says our lust. That means our desire, the flesh desire, we can say. Roman numeral A C. Temptation lead to the sin and death. When we are not sensitive to temptation, we became tempted. It lead by the lust. And if we do not get out of the temptations, then we fall into sin, which leads to death. James chapter 1 verse 15 that we read this once. And Roman number 2 is some guidelines. A, count yourself the dead to sin, but live to God. That means, if you really totally yourself to disconnect this feeling toward the sin, that you don't commit sin, that what that means. But it's not easy. Is it easy? No, it's not easy. The Paul here says, please turn to Galatians chapter 5. Galatians chapter 5, verse 24. Galatians chapter 5, verse 24. Now, those who belong to Christ Jesus have crucified the flesh with its passion and desire. The Paul says, those who belong to Christ, we are the ones who say, we belong to Christ Jesus, have crucified the flesh with its passion and that talking about that you can totally kill yourself. Kill is not the right words. Die yourself on the cross. Yeah, die yourself on the cross. Then you are. You don't have to. That means you don't have to commit sin. The Paul says, "I die daily." He said, "I die daily." What is it? Every day he died, that means, every day. Well, the Bible says, I die daily. It's the direct translation from Korean. Every day he died. He said, I die every day, right? I die every day. Every day I die means every day I deny myself. Every day I want to do this word. Exactly. Verse 20 and 24, this word clearly says, crucify myself with the passion and desire. Yeah. Anyway, we go back to the... you find it? Anybody knows the verse? I know, because if you have a smartphone, you just click and you find out right away. I know. Because since we say, let us not to use a smartphone, so only using your the Bible, so... But if you have an iPad or a Bible, or it is easily you can find it. Yeah. It's in the 1 Corinthians chapter 15, verse 31. I'm right. I die daily. I'm right. I'm die daily. I die daily. So... He says there's some guideline A is to count your dead to sin but alive to God. That means that you're sensitive to God and His will and His commandment. Naturally, you die. You cut away all the sense toward the sin. Actually, that means you are not vulnerable to sin. I'm talking about you don't want to be You don't want to curious about sin. You don't want to, you have no desire to get close to the sin. Well, that's what it means. Yeah. B is a deal with your evil desire. It's, yeah, because Jeremiah 17, 9, 10 say, the one, the heart is the most corrupted, I can say. Because after the sin came into the world, there's no way, you know, that we can help ourselves. But because we're Christians, we baptize in the name of Jesus, all the sin is washed away, yet the old self still have a tendency to coming to us to put on our old self. So we have to always aware of that. So how we can deal with this, our evil desire, that's what Matthew chapter 5:29 says, if your eyes is the cause of the trouble to sin, then flick away, right? If my eyes are trouble, how can I use my hands to flick it out? It's quite tough. But God says do it, that we can do. That is a commitment. If you want to go to heaven, if you want to have an eternal life, avoid eternal condemnation, you need this much of commitment. The life is serious. Don't you think life is a joke? You come to here a week for the joke? No, right? We believe in the Lord Jesus Christ, we pray, because it's a serious issue. It's a matter of life and death issues. It's not something that, you know, entertain yourself. Oh, today's sermon is okay. Today's sermon, maybe C+. Oh, not enough entertainment, not enough, you know, source. It's not talking about that. When you come to God, this is the issue about your life issue. My kneel down is truly worshiping God. I want to get close to God. I want to see my God. I want to have a relationship with God. So it's a serious issue. No matter what, who is the leader here? Just like me and TJ here, you know, come here, just lousy, you know, lecture. But this is not an issue. Your heart is an issue. Yeah. Dealing with it seriously. Yeah. Commitments. And then avoid temptation. Avoid temptation is, I think, for us, college, we have 5 more minutes. The flee sexual immorality and the lust. 1 Corinthians also here mentioned that the Paul using the words flee. That means run away. Run away. And then also the 2 Timothy chapter 2:22. So 1 Corinthians 6:18 and 2 Timothy chapter 2:22. Both sides here mentioned about that. If there's a sin about the sexual immorality, flee away. Flee away. What it means? Run away. Run away. Because if you are there, you are tempted. Don't think that you are strong enough, you know, yourself, that you can stand alone. No. Especially the sexual immorality issue. You have to run away. The Joseph did it when you know the Potiphar's wife seduced him. When the Potiphar's wife touches, is holding his cloak, what he's doing, what he have done. Just to take away, you know, his cloak and to run away. That's what the Bible says. That's what the Bible says. You know what that means? Sexual temptation is very strong. Sexual desire is very strong for humans. Anybody can fall into this temptation. Anybody can fall, you know, that and they get into this trap to die the spiritual life. That's what it meant. So if you are in that situation, you don't have to confess to me, it's okay. But if you are that, you know, the very close to you, then determine yourself. I want to run away. Put everything, just, you know, put it away. Run away from there. Otherwise, because of circumstance, because I get drunk, you should not be drunk, but anyway. But it's not, you know, do not make any excuse because I'm because of I'm weak. No, that's your problem, sir. Because you do not flee away, then sin is already within you. So, especially the sexual immoralities, we have to be careful. Especially in your age, sir. You have to be careful. My age too. So when I go, I'm helping the Chicago, I go always alone. To back there's a room. Anybody wants to talk to me, brother, it's okay. I can close the door. I can talk anything, brother. But once a sister wants to talk, then I better just go out to the chapel to talk. It's better. It's not for somebody because of my purpose. I don't want to commit sin. I don't want to get into that kind of temptations. Now, Joseph simply fled from the sin. In Genesis chapter 39, it says, that's the only solution. There's no way you can between the compromise yourself. You cannot do that. I cannot do that too. You know the David? When he went out, look around the naked woman to bed. Why he wants to find out who she is? Why? After he commits sin, he had a hard time. Anyway, we go back to D. Confiding or get help from the God-fearing people. To find someone who is grounded in God that you can be accountable for. Because this is important part, I say. Find the strength in number and prayer partners. Yeah. Because in your age, you find out the true friends in your life. My personality is introversive, so I said, if too many people, I get a lot of stress. Because that's my nature. But if I have two or three, then maybe it's good. You find out your way. You find out good friends. You can trust that person. So you can bring everything. Your weakness. So if you have some weakness, then bring it out. And then please pray for me. Do you know any kind of advice for me? This is my situation, sir. Tell me your advice. Please pray for me. So you need your friends. Friends is help you a lot. Yeah. Of course, God is our best friend, but you need a friend too. Yeah. Don't think the friends is useless. When you're 2 o'clock, when you're on the drive in the freeway, you're supposed not to drive at 2 a.m., except certain cases, but then you have your car is broke down. Whom you can call? Your friend. Even 2 hours, the friend. If your friend is a good friend, they're coming. Of course, if your friend is a distance friend, then maybe you have to call AAA. But otherwise, you know, otherwise it's good friends. Good friends truly help you, no matter what distance. Yeah. So you need friends. That's the way to help ourselves. And also, watch and pray. You know, this is Matthew 26:40. I've read already. And 1 Peter chapter 5 verse 8. You know, always be alert. You know, the Satan always looking for, you know, us as his prayer. We have 1 minute. The read God's word. Yeah, word of God is the it's the word of God. Sometimes we have a crooked mind, or that we're getting close to temptation. That if when we word of God, word appears our heart, and they let us find out our motivation, all the temptations, so we can redefine where we are now. And 2 Timothy chapter 3, 16 to 17, you mentioned about the word of God is to teach us, correct us. Yeah, make us, to form us, perfect ourselves for the enough to enter for the salvation. The Psalm chapter 119:11. After we read, we can finish Psalm 119:11. Psalm 119 verse 11. Thy word I have a treasure in my heart, that I may not sin against thee. Thy word I have a treasure in my heart, that I may not sin against thee. That's chapter 119, verse 11. Hope that the word of God can truly always guide us and guard us to protect us. And through our prayer, we gain the strength from God so we can keep ourselves from sin. Also to be sensitive. So always we can test our faith, that whether we have in the Lord is the Lord Jesus Christ within us or not. So we should not love the word. Once we love the word, then we're too late. But make sure we've always detect us, find out. So do not love the word. We love the God. God's love is within us. Pursuing the righteousness, the last point is be actively seeking the righteous and spiritual life. This is a positive way. And Paul talked to Timothy. Avoid the sexual morality. He mentioned it. Submit to God and draw near to God. hope that you and I, 2 Timothy chapter 2, Paul here mentioned about this, the vessels. You and I, we are all precious vessels. You don't have to be gold. You don't have to be silver. Yeah, I cannot be gold myself. I realize I cannot be gold because I'm not the strong person. Because once I go to the Africa, first things is stressing me is I cannot take shower. Because I cannot be gold myself. Whole month I cannot take showers. Oh, first day stress. But once I go there, it's okay. It doesn't matter. Because everybody, same life. Nobody can see me. Nobody can smell me. That's okay. But the thing is, I'm not, I know, word for God. You know, all these things are nothing. Oh, I cannot do that. Because it doesn't stress me from the beginning. So I cross every day. How many days to go? But still, I still enjoy that. But at least I cannot be gold, yet I can be an earthly vessel. I cannot be the big one, but at least it's small enough. But the thing is, you have to cleanse yourself. So the pure vessel yourself, to be ready to be used for God. Then it can be, that's how we can our life to be. So be sensitive to sin. This is conclusions. Let's pray in silence.